Okay, well, we're back at the live room again, and we're speaking to Anna Sanders and Ben Savage. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
A very good sound check. There are a lot of numbers being sent out there, and I imagine hurts. And so you're quite experienced in the sound engineering. Does that help or hinder most of the time with other sound people?
It can be a bit of both, but I think it helps. I mean, we do all our live shows with one mic, which is can make the sound checks pretty lengthy and in depth, but then once it's all done, we get to have a gig that sounds like we're playing in our living room. I'm grateful that we know a little bit, because it speeds things up a bit sometimes, and I don't think we'd be able to do this show without that, you know, really. So yeah, no, it's good, I guess.
Yes, it's nice to hear someone with experience, you know, and some training in sound engineering to compliment the live room, because we know that when this place was chosen as a venue by Ron and Hillary, they had checked out quite a few places around Bradford, and they chose this venue not just because of the size, but because they thought the acoustics were pretty good.
Yeah, you're right. Mm. Ben said as we were up there, I don't know if you heard, he looked up at the ceiling and said, "I love this ceiling. We should take the ceiling everywhere with us."
Yeah,
just the kind of geeky thing that sound guys like look
That's
for
right,
and like.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the, you know, I guess the same of the, you know, lots of niche music scenes, but with the folk scene, you know, there's a lot of clubs and venues that are where people can find to get things on, but that's often not the best sounding room or you know, the best room to get people in, or the least comfortable room or so. Mm-hmm. This is a great venue. I mean, it's comfortable and there's good sound and good lighting, and you know, so you know, what more could you ask for, you know?
And cheap beer, right?
Right, apparently. So I've heard. Cheap compared to where from, yeah.
That's right.
So we gather that when you first came across each other at the Blackfen Folk Club, that you knew immediately that the sound you could make together was something a bit special, and I guess that will have grown, and you found ways to enhance it with material you've written as well as with the artful sound engineering.
I hope so. In a way, we're very lucky that both Ben and I come from folk family backgrounds, but we both traverse different paths to what we've found today, and we're lucky in that our interests and our kind of approach to making music is similar. We like the kind of strip back. We're always looking for something that sounds warm and human and inviting, and so we're very lucky that the Folk Club is a perfect place to kind of discover that for us. It was a perfect place to kind of find those similar approaches, those likes, and yeah, we went from there.
Yeah.
Started with traditional songs and kind of grew, writing more now.
Yeah, we get a lot of joy out of singing together, you know, I guess realizing that other people seem to like that too came later, really. Yeah. You know, we kind of, it sounds selfish, yeah, it probably is.
Yeah. It's working.
Yeah, there's good kinds of selfishness, and we usually ask about people's families, and I don't know if any time in the last, you know, 4 years meeting performers, I can actually say with some assurance you both come from really very musical families.
Yeah, we're lucky. In different ways, I suppose we both had very, very eclectic backgrounds musically, but music was in both of our households sort of at the forefront. Both of us kind of bonded over talking about our various parents' record collections and the albums in them that we lusted after. But also, I think both of our sets of parents were very interested in playing music. You know, my mum is a singer, my stepdad was a bass player in a soul band, R&B band, so I grew up with kind of the sound of Stax music playing always in the background somewhere. And then my dad is a songwriter and a guitarist, so that was always going on. And so Ben had a similar kind of family, interesting family musical threads, from like cornet playing to drumming.
Yeah, my father was a, you know, folk singer as well, and a concertina player. Yeah, I think like lots of people, I didn't see myself ending up there. I say, like Hannah said, I was a brass player for years, and then did kind of 10 years playing drums in rock bands, and found my way back to where I thought wouldn't
Recovered.
Be. You know, exactly. And that's a nice thing. And you know, it's. I guess something must have been going in, you know. Absolutely. And it's lovely. I feel like well, I'm very privileged to have been brought up that way. But also, a bit like Hannah mentions with her family's, her influences being eclectic from her family, I feel like we both certainly at least have one parent or another who's relatively irreverent in their, you know, music choices are certainly and not particularly. I guess whilst we're focusing as we try and we look beyond what we're supposed to sing and what and, you know, how we're supposed to sing. I feel like we've got a bit of that from maybe that growing up around such a, you know, varied range of music. I guess.
And having that background and increasingly the skills and experience you have, it seems like you're drawing on the past and your experience, and you're already giving back quite a lot. I was pleased to read about your version of Way Over Yonder in the minor key, and you're giving that to people as a download in honour of Woody Guthrie. And do you have a sense of where folk music is at the moment and in terms of what it can encourage people to hope for?
Wow, that's amazing. You're the second person to ask that question of us this year, and it's such a huge question, like where is folk music going and what's its purpose? And I think we can only say like our tiny, tiny bit is that there's we love the idea of making music that it kind of reaches out to people, that kind of helps people feel more, you know, helps people feel connected to where they are, to who they are, to what they're doing in their life. And if we can be a tiny, tiny part of that, that's a lovely thing. And I think that's where, you know, whether you sing political songs or you sing love songs or you sing old songs or you write songs yourself, like what all of those coming together are trying to do is kind of wake us up. You know, kind of wake us up to what it means to all be living here together and trying to get along.
There's never been more need for music that moves people. You know, that romanticism in the, you know, the classical sense of the word, rather than loving. You know, there's never been more need for people to learn to feel and enjoy and hate feeling things by means of art. I don't think, because I think there's so much stuff going on in the world that is inherently fast and stressful, everything seems to come in a way that really it's so tempting to want to just desensitize yourself, I think. And I think there's a great temptation for everyone to try and desensitize themselves to everything. And I feel like music has never been more important there, really.
Live music particularly, and even recorded music that attempts to kind of get people to sort of feel things. So the more of that you can give to people, that's our job.
Yeah. Yeah, I think certainly live music is the thing. And we've got a very good scene here at Caroline Street and Bradford, I think. But you do get that there's more communication between other people than just listening to the CD. Yeah. And to be honest, every performer on here has been better live than listening to their CD.
Even though we know your CD will be excellent every time.
Sometimes we wish we did sound as good as the CD. I'll tell you.
But it is interviews like this that get us down the road to the club give us the courage to listen carefully. And I hope you'll find a really attentive audience. We are, I think, reasonably known for that. So.
Well, we're excited for tonight. We're looking forward to the show.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very, very much for coming. And
thanks for having us.
Hopefully, we'll see you again in a year or two.
Lovely.
Look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think we missed you at the topic. You've been to the topic, haven't you?